Hi.
Good morning, again.
Again.
Irritable.
One question.
Do you
Send.
remember?
Submit.
Effort. 60. All set? Good. Okay. Let's see what we can find here. Okay. A very warm welcome again to everyone. Here we are already at our functional design meeting, and this is what we are going to do. The opening, which we are doing now. And a special note, I'm project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes, as I did at the previous meeting. And I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them and review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared one.
Yes.
Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements, if you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions. And we have some more time, 40 minutes, but I think we will need it. I don't know who wants to go first with this presentation.
I'll go first. Okay,
yeah.
I'll go first.
You can go first. Okay.
Well, shall I go first with the users?
No.
I think. No, no, I can follow.
Is there
Everybody
an order?
Already has his
yeah,
presentation.
Yeah, so
you can adjust
yeah?
it.
Okay.
And one question, your name Danny, is it with a...
AEA.
AEA, okay. Thank you.
Okay, I wanted to explain the working design of a remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. Well, it basically works as I wrote down in this little summary. When you press a button, that's when you do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume. A little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on the on a little pin plate, which makes a connection that gives the chips, which is mounted beneath those that plastic of a rubber button, senses that the connection has been made. And knows what button you pressed, for example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code-like signal, which then is signaled to several transistors, which makes which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what a LED is?
Yeah.
Okay, and that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. And that's basically how it works. The findings that I found searching up some detailed information about the remote controls are that they are very easy to produce. This piece is possible to make them in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips. And the technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work, or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. And I made a little animation about how our remote controller works.
Animation.
What the hell?
There is something turning.
Yeah, it's a little bug. It's in the smart board.
Okay. Well, subcomponent. I suppose that you understand what a subcomponent is. In this example, it's the button. When it is pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip, in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic
infrared light.
Yes. Okay. After it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in the television set. Okay. I wrote down some personal preferences about the remote control. Of course, it is very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to wind it up or something, or just it's very light to use it. I personally prefer that it would become available in various colors and easy to use buttons. But I suppose that one of the other team members thought of that too. And it is possible for several designs and easy to use buttons. Perhaps soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the rubber buttons are always they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And well, as I said before, we can make several designs. Okay, well, that's my contribution to this meeting and this meeting.
Can I go next?
Yep.
Okay.
Please.
Well, my name is Imke Jong, and I looked at the technical functions design of the remote. I did this by looking at examples of other remote controls, of how they look, and information from the web that I found. Well, what I found was that the actual use of a remote control is to send messages to a television set, how you what you described just already. And this can be all sorts of messages, turn it on, turn it off, change the channel, adjust volume, that kind of thing, play video text, but also play CD if you use your CD player, the remote control, that one. There are some examples of remote controls. You can see they are very different. The one has got all the functions that you could possibly need and a lot of buttons, etc. And the other is more user-friendly, it's big buttons, and not all the stuff you can do with it, but the essential stuff is there. I guess you could better, you should look at a user-centered approach, because the customers have to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they won't buy it. A lot of buttons they may think from, I don't need as much as that. Well, personal preferences is a simple remote with the basic functions that you can need, you could use. But keep in mind the new functions of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because of only a few and isn't really necessary. And then I would make so that you could use it on more than one appliance. If you have one that does with the video, it could also work with the stereo, because play is play and stop and that thing. But you could reuse the buttons so that you don't have to have a lot of buttons for anything. And it should be user-friendly, clear buttons and not too much. And that is my presentation.
Okay, thank you.
You must still have it open.
kijken. Klopt. Oké, so we're going to discuss the functional requirements of the remote. That means that functions user want to have on the remote control, or just the users actually. The method I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus more. Are the younger people going to buy the remote control or the elderly people? And at that section we're going to focus and adjust the remote more to that section than the whole user section. Okay. Some data. Younger people from 16 to 45 years are more interested in features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And we possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features, and we possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Okay. Findings. 50% of the users lose a remote often, so we don't have to make it very small, like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose it that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly, and 75% of the users step a lot, so the buttons should be that small, or shouldn't be that complex, because you have to search for the buttons, which one you're going to use. Next. Important issues about the remote. I think it would be better with the personal reference, but okay. Remote control have to have a low power usage, because 75% of the users only step one time an hour, so the power usage is also one time an hour, so with a high power usage we would use a lot of batteries. The volume button and the channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those have to be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also be have to find easily when the label is gone. My colleague also announced that that label should be scratched off or will be obsolete. So if that's the problem, you also have to find it easily on the remote. Buttons, like my other colleague said, have to be minimalized or should be covered or in the LCD screen. The LCD screen is easy because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, put one option and then you have all the buttons of that option, so the other options will be gone and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement LCD screen, don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen, yeah. The last but not least, younger people are more critical about the features because they use the remote control more often and are more technical than the older people. And the older people spend more money and easily on the remote control. So we have to keep in mind to focus not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on my personal references, I don't have any more time to comment that, but like I said, LCD screen is easily to use because you can implement a lot of buttons in one remote with not that much buttons. And it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, the channel buttons and the number buttons to step through the channels. And that is it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you all. Huh? I don't know, did everyone receive an email with the new project requirements?
No.
No?
Well, yes, I did not. No. Perhaps the rest.
And then I think it's a good thing that I made a separate slide of them so you can all read them. Oh, well, not in this presentation. should be in there. Well, I can tell you them from my laptop. Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing I think we should pay less attention to teletext. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market and of course will make it more costly, I think. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus. New products should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40, and you talked about that before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So we have to keep that in mind. Well, according to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control functions. Yeah. So who has any idea about what should be on it and what shouldn't?
Well, you said it should only with one appliance, or with one, did you say only the TV?
Yeah, only be used
and
for
the
television.
And video also, or not?
Well, it says only for television here.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So yeah, then you can, yeah. Requirements. No? Functions.
Mm-hmm. Then it should have on, off.
Yeah.
Standby.
Basic, standby, yeah. Volume, channel, 1 till 2, 0 numbers on it.
Yeah.
But teletext doesn't have to be.
No.
Other functions.
Yeah,
I had.
You can change from one number to two numbers.
Yeah.
No,
that's
not
the name. I think it's easy to implement a button with which especially do that, because some TVs, if you press the one and then the two,
it makes 12.
Between 5 seconds, you make 12.
Yeah.
And that's not relaxed.
And there are some models that don't accommodate that function. So the Philips television makes it possible in that indeed to press 1 and then 2 to make
easy
to reach channel 12. But
yeah.
All the television makes use of those buttons where you first press that button and then press two digits to...
Yeah, so you should have that one.
Yeah,
our main targets, HR, were 45
new
plus or?
Well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40. And now
40.
We have
okay,
customers 40 plus.
Because younger people was younger people have now 16 to 25 age are 81% interest in LCD screen. From 26 to 35 is 66%, and 36 to 45 is 55%. So I think to... because on most remote controls, the print plate will be broken in how much? 2 years. You have to press very hard to go to the next channel. With the LCD screen, it's easier because you only have to wipe the screen to for a fingerprint.
Yeah.
And then you can use it again.
That collides with our mission to make it very cheap. Because
yeah,
LCD
okay.
screens are very expensive.
Yeah, but
touch screen, probably even more. So
True.
Is it possible to make an LCD screen? How was the information?
Yeah, it only says that this percentage like LCD screen, and because yeah, and it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interesting features more critical.
So perhaps we should focus on that LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
Yeah, but will we not? Exceed our
you don't know how much it costs. Yeah, you
don't
know how much it costs, an LCD screen.
Is it possible to find out anyway?
No, I don't have any costs here. I only have percentages.
But if you would do an LCD screen, do you have don't you have any buttons? Or because if it only directs at the TV, then you only have... I don't know what you want
no
to
an
do.
An LCD screen is just like a drone here. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example, if you want the minimal use buttons such as channel and volume, it just displays four buttons on the screen, and
so
it's possible to press them down, just like a touchscreen.
So you can adjust which buttons you want on that.
Yeah,
so
you
can
want
make
to
it possible
like
to do that.
For example, adjust the audio settings. You press audio on the touchscreen, and you get the buttons for the audio settings.
Right.
So the other buttons are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going for an LCD screen.
Yeah.
I think it's the most
That's
easy
my
thing, yeah.
And hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
No.
Yeah. We had 1250, I guess,
yeah.
For
1250?
Production. Yeah, I don't know how expensive. Any guesses?
Well, I suppose if the mar if our if the if the young people are interested in LCD screens, we should make them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is our market share to our goal to deliver those remote
But we also said that we should not only focus on the younger people, but also on the older.
Yeah,
will they use it if it only has an LCD screen?
46 to 45, 32%, and 56 to 65, 12%. But our project requirements are the new products should be reached for new markets with customers that are younger than 40.
But you don't want to alienate the other.
No, they're not now. But so
if they also buy, then that's alright.
Yeah, but market share for 40 years and younger is higher than that of 65 and younger.
Alright.
Okay, so LCD it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it gets too much,
too expensive, then yeah, we should be sticking to rubber buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you? I think that they will send you some information about the cost of LCD screens.
Nothing, no costs at all.
So if you, so if you you receive an email about that, can you post it in the?
Yeah.
Or should we post that in our project map folder?
I think that should. I think we all get the costs of everything.
Because you are the marketing.
Okay. I'll post it.
But we should have a backup plan that we would use. But
yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Too expensive. Okay, but for now,
okay.
LCD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you have 75% of users find it ugly.
The LCD.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
80%
a bit of
the users would spend more money with a remote would look fancy.
Oh, that's a big problem.
No, it all look fancy with the LCD
fancy
screen.
When
yeah,
LCD
but
screen.
they don't like it. They think it's ugly when it has an LCD.
Yeah,
screen.
Just the plain remotes, not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, all right. I told them you said that.
So
yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD remote because it's new,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
of course. And then you have the other thing that 75% sap a lot, but that's not a question with the LCD screen. Only thing you have to do is wipe the screen off once in its time to get all your fingerprints off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, what else does our remote need?
A mute button.
Mute button.
Mm-hmm. The most important things on a remote control are channel selection, volume selection, and power usage.
Yeah.
And the teletext, but that
but
is not of the question. Other things
should
are.
Should you put a button of
Sorry?
For teletext on the for the people who want to use it?
Yeah. It
I mean,
could
I've got a big remote
yeah.
which you have to fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we could make a separate menu on the LCD.
Teletext.
Yeah.
And
also,
other less important things are screen settings, audio settings, and channel settings.
Yeah, they're
but
less important, but I think they
less
should be
important.
There.
Yeah, it should be there, but not.
But in a
press
menu. Or
yeah,
something
a sub
like
menu.
I think it's also important to make it possible to. How do you call it in English? To not use batteries and use accu batteries to
like
to
with
be
with
yeah.
The house.
Yeah, sure, indeed.
Yeah.
So you can mount
the bracket
and the remote control to
charge it.
We should think of the 1250 we have.
Yeah, but we don't.
I don't
get any
how
costs.
Yeah,
so
okay,
yeah.
Because when you get an LCD screen, you run it on batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries will be empty very soon.
Power supply is one of
you
the most important things.
Perhaps you should be able
yeah.
to switch the control off if you have an LCD screen that burns all the time. So
Yeah.
You shouldn't on and off. That's where extra that you have first to turn the remote on and then you can.
Yeah, I think it's not that easy because I don't think people like it that you have to turn it on first and then use it. So
yeah.
I think it's better when the TV shuts down or remote shuts down.
But
and go to standby mode when you don't use it. So
yeah, automatically.
Yeah, automatically.
Yeah.
After 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Yeah,
2 3 minutes.
Yeah. And maybe a low battery indicator?
Yeah.
On the screen?
Sure.
Yeah. that before an hour when it gets empty.
Yeah.
Then you have plenty of time to recharge it, or put it in a recharger. Charger.
So we are going for a recharger.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it slim? Is it?
Is it sensible?
Yeah, because when you're watching TV, you're zapping, and you have to put it in a recharger.
Yeah.
And I don't
no.
think
that's
when you when you're done with
yeah, okay, but then we have
watching
to be sure that the batteries
it.
Go hours, 6 hours, five,
yeah, sure.
6 hours.
But you
of course.
Also forget to put it in.
Yeah, then
yeah,
you
start
problem.
It on the couch and you don't.
But you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
And then you can't use it, so
yeah.
I
or we have to be sure that the batteries last a couple of days when they're charged.
Yeah.
So
I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of days.
Yeah, because you have but you have LCD screen.
Yeah, that's
high power usage.
High power usage, so it should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done
yeah.
watching television. That's also a great advantage because you can't lose it anymore. Because
yeah.
you are obliged to put it in the charger
yeah.
and not
sure.
to leave it in your couch between some cushions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You made a point there.
But
yeah.
then you also have to have somewhere where you can put the recharger near your couch. Because otherwise you have to
yeah, otherwise
walk
yeah.
a lot when,
yeah.
when you want to turn on the TV.
Just a small device.
Yeah,
plug
I think
it
everything
in
has
be
a
like a like telephone charger or something.
Yeah, just the cable or
yeah.
Even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah.
Something like that. Just you
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay,
it
well.
It has to be easy to use also. Other
yeah,
things. Market share, speech recognition.
Functional designs for the elderly, you could make it possible to enlarge the screen to make it possible to not display a button at 10 points.
Well, I think that should be standard.
Yeah,
enlarge
but it is
button,
one of the functions
buttons.
You have to specify.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Because we can look at perhaps 40 buttons at the screen, but the elderly only look at 2 buttons. Okay.
And
okay.
Is it something about speech recognition?
Yeah, it says
speech
also
recognition.
Yeah.
12.50.
That's also 91%, 16 to 25, 26 to 35 years, 76%, and 36 to 45, 35%.
So it's pretty
well
big.
It's pretty
yeah,
big.
Then I
even bigger than for LCD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's do speech.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone on top
yeah.
of the television.
90. 25.
You can clap or something.
Yeah.
Turn volume up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an idea.
Turn volume up.
Then you should say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that should it has to be remote control, not
yeah, the remote.
No.
But they want to talk into the remote
yeah.
control
why
or something.
Yeah.
Why not?
Only would you pay more for speech recognition in a remote control? Is the only thing it says.
But do we want to implement that?
I think the LCD screen should be sufficient.
Yeah.
But when you look at the percentages.
Yeah, it says a lot. But
perhaps the option should be. Yeah.
Of course, even higher.
Why not? Why
yeah,
not?
Well, maybe because of the cost, but
yeah.
nobody knows how
Let's
much.
Hope,
well,
some
I think it's better to have LCD screen because in the area of 36 to 45. We have about 30% of the market share in our hands, and 55 of those people want LCD screen and 35 want speaker recognition. So I think it's better to keep it with LCD screen.
Mm.
But would it be useful to implement both?
Yeah,
one
if the
one?
Cost
yeah.
so allow it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that can be done with the cost of 12.50.
No, yeah.
Is that
if it should be done, if it could be done,
yeah,
that would matter.
But how
yeah.
would you like to implement that? That you say volume up and then
yeah.
goes up.
Yeah.
Certain systems already exist, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also have to have different languages. If we go international, then
true.
It's you
yeah.
to do French and
yeah.
Dutch and English. And
but that should
be accommodated with some software.
Should be also with LCD screen,
yeah.
because I think in Chinese
yeah,
it's different
right.
written. Volume is different written than.
Yeah.
Swahili or something.
Swahili.
And you can use icons for the
yeah.
speaker and the
Indeed.
Perhaps that's
yeah.
better than language for, yeah. for the remote.
So you want to yeah, it's
and
international
it's
okay.
Okay. What else?
So no speech recognition or
Well, if it could be done, we
yeah,
it should be done.
Yeah.
It could be done. It should be done.
Yeah, and then with the different languages.
Yeah, that should be.
That's not so difficult, you know.
Okay,
because
just
I already use several
yeah.
Voice operated systems, and they are all possible to. Well, but
well,
I think it's difficult
to adjust the thing.
Every language, you have dialects.
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult.
And you have to speak so that
yeah.
it can understand.
I think it can't be implemented, but maybe.
You could use that as an option.
Yes,
if you
an
have
option. Yes.
Money left or something.
Yeah.
50 euro cents.
Let's do speech.
Speech recognition.
Okay, so we only do it when we have enough money left.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've written down an on or off button, volume selection, channel selection, digits from 1 to 0, or from 0 to 9. A digit button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, a mute button, a separate menu for teletext, a battery indicator. We're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD, and if there's enough money, speech recognition,
yeah.
And the possibility to enlarge buttons or to have large buttons.
Yes. With the teletext, it wasn't really important.
No, but
you also now have colors. I don't know if we should implement that.
Colors?
Yeah, when you press the red button, you go to page 102, and when you press the. I don't know if we should implement that, because it says that teletext is not really
the
important.
Shortcuts.
Yeah, the shortcuts.
I
and
think
you can't
we could that we could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, and channel settings, but as sub menus.
Yeah.
The mainly, if you turn the remote control on, you have to see 1 till 0 channel and volume, and if you want to use teletext screen or audio, then you can press it.
Yeah.
It should be available, but not
yeah. not directly available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So not too much teletext support, but in a separate menu. And
so actually, it is there, but
yeah, but
just not ready.
Directly
there.
Available.
Yeah.
So it doesn't confuse us, the user.
Have to search
it has to be easy to use.
I'll search. if you want to use teletext, you can push the teletext button and then the options become available.
Yeah, that's
it. Design of it.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions or.
No.
I guess
no. What else can you do with that?
Are we forgetting something?
I've got two examples here, but I don't think there's anything we're missing.
Play pause doesn't. Need to be
no, we don't have a video.
Yeah,
so
where is your presentation? You could check the other remote controls.
Yeah, you
technical functions.
Oh, the
which one is yours?
The I don't know the technical functions. They're a bit small. You can should stretch them because. Ping.
Yeah. Technical functions. Yeah.
I guess we've got them all.
If I kijk what you have volume, mute, play. Yeah, this is actually in principe het enige. Free, slow. Yeah, the zoom buttons.
Yeah, for the TV.
Yeah,
wide
screen, high screen, different
oh
things.
That you
have.
Can put them on,
yeah,
on
different
on wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that should also be a sub then. A sub menu.
Mm. Yeah, it should be available, but then it's up in screen settings or something.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we should also implement screen settings.
Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext
right.
settings you have.
Yeah.
Channel settings.
Yeah. So you can program.
So those four and of course the main.
Yeah. So first you see the main and the other ones you can go to.
Like tap screens or something or I don't know.
I hope we can do this.
There are a lot of options depending on what kind of television you got. Because if you don't get a widescreen television, you don't need the screen settings for.
Then you don't use it.
Yeah, and if the television does not support such operations,
mm-hmm.
we don't have to use that tab.
Yeah. So you leave it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it could be possible to have a standard version of the remote, an expanded version.
And do we want them in different colors?
Or
colors. And the buttons, do they have colors?
Colors, I think the main color of the remote control is the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
device itself.
The device itself.
How many percent? 80%.
I think it's ugly.
Would spend more money if it looks fancy.
Okay, so use very a lot of people.
Perhaps you can make adjustable front, like with a telephone.
Adjustable front,
yeah. You can.
Okay.
But I don't think that.
Well, make it available in different colors. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red, white, blue, black.
Rustic
gray.
See-through version.
Simpsons versions and. Yeah.
If you press a button, it turns green.
Yeah.
Okay,
leave.
Well.
5 minutes.
Take on for our last final 5 minutes. So I have the things I just read. Then we have separate menus for teletext, screen settings, audio settings. And what else?
Channel settings.
Oh yeah, right.
Channels.
So you can program the TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perhaps you should throw them on in one pile. So options. And then you set them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you
possible.
Have all those teletext, perhaps teletext, not.
Or like, you have a menu
teletext
button.
Teletext
press
also a separate menu.
Yeah.
Yeah,
otherwise, you have
I
a menu button, press menu, then you have main usage, all the settings.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can work that out
yeah,
later,
no
I guess. So we're having a general menu with the most used functions, teletext, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings, and maybe there are options for the remote itself. Like large icons or small icons. Or what else?
I think because we don't have a lot of buttons on one screen.
We
I
do
think
have
the buttons
any buttons.
Yeah, but
which
like
one?
Yeah, we only have channel button, volume button, those buttons.
Yeah,
but
it's also
on the
in the
LCD,
LCD, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So we don't have any normal buttons.
No, normal buttons.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe only the on and off.
Yeah,
on
no
and off buttons.
But we don't, need
sorry,
we don't need the special options menu for the remote itself.
No.
Okay.
Oh well, you should be able to set which TV you have. If you
yeah,
have
sure. Of course,
you
need the settings button or a settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. But is the idea to use what you said, a normal on and off button for the TV?
No.
You
because
don't have to
we discussed that you could charge it. Otherwise, it jumps to standby mode.
Yeah, but not for the remote, but for the TV. That
yeah,
you
for the TV, of course. That's the. I think that's the best thing is that to implement that one in the menu with volume. And
but
channel.
Not as normal button in
no.
the LCD.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on? There has to be a on button on the remote.
Yeah, you just tap it.
Touch
tap
screen.
The thing. Okay.
Yeah, then it's turned.
And then
turn off.
The television is on also, or just the remote?
No, just remote. The television don't have to be on. That one you can
yeah,
press
it should
on
be in standby mode.
Yeah, standby, then press on the remote, press on, and then TV should be available
yeah.
or not.
I don't know whether it's handy to have a normal on button, just
separate.
Rather for TV, so you can turn it on and then you can choose the channel. Otherwise, I don't know whether or not that's.
A normal button
yeah.
on the remote control
yeah.
or a normal?
To turn it on. Or you should put it in the LCD screen.
Yeah, because when you touch the LCD screen when it is in standby mode, it should pop on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would it be handy to have an on button?
Well, I guess if you use the LCD screen, you first have to search where's the on button, and you then turn, and then the TV goes on. But if you have a normal on button on the remote, then you do it on, and then you search the channel which you want.
Yeah, but I think the remote control, if you press tap the screen, it always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, channel
mm-hmm.
button, and of course also the on and off button.
Yeah.
I think it looks a lot more fancy if
yeah,
you, use
so
you don't have any buttons on.
Yeah.
on
so actually, we're going to create a buttonless remote, no buttons at all. Okay, well that might be a unique selling point, huh?
Mm-hmm.
remote.
If we can
okay,
afford.
Okay, well I guess we'll have to phone for the discussion to our next meeting because we're running out of time. For now, we're having a lunch break, and then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I will write minutes, if I can create them out of this, and put them in the project documents folder, and here are the individual actions for the other roles. And of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach.
All right.
Luckily, as we are. Okay, well, thank you very much for now. And
lunch.
Have a nice lunch. Huh?
Okay.
Food.
Water.
Should we put this back in our rooms?
Ik denk het wel.
Ja, ik denk zo.
Ik denk zo.
Ja.
Normaal. Ja, 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 ja. Oh ja.
Oh, sorry.